I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The case against Brian Koberger, it is moving to Boise, Idaho. It's moving out of Moscow. The Supreme Court of Idaho ruled on that, and with that also comes a new judge. Judge Steve Hippler will be taking over the case from Judge John Judge. And the only reason I'm happy about that is the fact it's confusing to say Judge John Judge. It's just gets confusing quite often on the air.
Right.
Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We've been covering this case now for almost 2 years. When you heard the news that the payoff has occurred for the attorneys for Brian Koberger trying to do the movement of this to another county, what was your thoughts?
Just like you just said, you know, the payoff for the defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when defense wins,
mm-hmm.
but I understand why defense wins, because I really don't want this to go through a lengthy appeal process, which she's going to do. I mean, she is an amazing defense attorney. Mm-hmm. I think she's doing a great job of defending him, which I think from what we see from the data points we have, it's a really high indefensible thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the data is just not standing in his favor in any sense of the word, but her job is to sow seeds of doubt and as well as to sow the seeds of potential appeals.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this getting removed from that jurisdiction and having a new jury pool, I like it, because it lessens the impact of potential issues with that aspect of the trial anyway.
It's a hard one to weigh, because they got to think about the families and everybody that's going to be impacted by the actual trial itself of wanting to be there. And we're talking moving it like 250, 300 miles away to Boise. Wade, on the other hand, of if it is held in Moscow and he's convicted, there's a good chance he could get a retrial based on all the arguments of jury bias, which, you know, we're already talking summer of next year for this trial, if it actually happens, which I'm going to guess may still go back further. And then enduring this for God knows how long. I mean, we've seen trials where, you know, 10, 12, 15 years out, they finally get to a verdict. And that, the emotional toll that takes beyond what these parents have already been through, has got to be hell.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a lengthy trial because I think she is going to do, meaning the defense attorney for Koberger is going to do a really good job of dragging this out, because her number one job is to save his life by sowing seeds of beyond reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. And so that's what she's going to do a good job. So it's going to get really lengthy, really drawn out. But like you said, though, this is always such a challenging situation in these cases where to move it out of the Moscow area so that you don't hopefully have jury tainting, so there is a fair trial, and also so that you can avoid appeal processes for that potential mistrial or whatever because of that local jury pool. At the same time, though, I always are thinking mostly of the victims in this case. Just like you highlighted, this is a long way away from home, and the entire process of this is justice for the murdered girls, but really what matters most right now is justice for the families. Mm-hmm. What do they need to allow them to feel whole and being there and being present without even any more turbulence in their life just to get there is, it's a rough one. It's a very challenging. I really hope, and I know the parents have been very vocal on this. I really hope that when everyone agreed on this and came to an agreement on this, I should say, is that their consideration was put into account, that someone listened to them on this.
One would certainly hope so, that was taken into consideration. It's an interesting way that the whole thing came about, because it started with Ann Taylor sending out those phone surveys
right,
without asking the judge, just started doing it. And then kind of got scolded by the judge, and then basically asked for forgiveness later. And then the judge sort of thought, well, maybe this will tell us something. And it clearly did. It's told us, I think, what anybody would have guessed, that there would be a bias. I'm wondering what the bias would be in Boise. I'm going to guess it would be less, just because it is further away and people aren't so invested in it as a smaller community would be. But when we're talking about the victims, the families of all of this, I think only they can truly answer that question of what's going to put closure. I mean, I don't think nobody's ever going to be whole again when you lose a child. But I think it's something a lot of, we're out here advocating this way, that way, and we think it should be this way or that way, but it's really ultimately up to them. The parents of Ethan have kind of moved forward. They planted their tulip garden, and those are the ones who are not very vocal of all this. They just kind of want to move forward with their life and just let this be what it's going to be. But yeah, you have the Gonzalez and other families have been very, very vocal on all of this. And it's not easy just to pick up and be gone for months on end for a trial, but I'm sure they'll have some consideration to do that when the time actually comes. I'm wondering how this is going to change the trial or anything about the trial as we lead up to it, because most trials are decided. In this case, we're talking about the case against Brian Koberger. Not necessarily decided, but a lot of the arguments, what's going to get into the court is decided way before the trial actually begins, which we still have several months to do. And with a new judge and everything, we could see even more. What I'm wondering is how long Ann Taylor's going to keep pushing delays on this. Is it going to be, what if she's like shooting for a bar here, like take death off the table, then we'll have the trial. And once that may be taken off the table, then maybe we'll see less push for delays and such of that nature.
Every delay helps Koberger.
Yeah.
Distance between the site of the murders helps Koberger. Mm-hmm. Everything that's happening, and that's why I get it, but I, and you and I are talking about this before the show started, when you read books from some of the great profilers out there, like John Douglas, his book Obsession talks about this, and even Gavin DeBecker, his book The Gift of Fear, which goes into really the dark, horrible minds of these horrendous people. Our justice system sometimes gets out of balance, where they're given too much to the perpetrator of the crime, where they become the person that is catered to too much. And this is the fear I have in this one, because think about this. Again, I love doing these thought experiments, because this is where deep empathy comes in, because when you can get inside the mind of the people that are going to be on the jury, Because that really what comes down to this is the mind of the parents, because they're who matter, but really the mind of the jury is going to be making a decision on this. The more time space you have from an event, the less the emotions are involved, the more pragmatic it is. And so then it's going to come, if it's more pragmatic, it's just going to come down to data and details. And when you have Ann Taylor, the defense is going to be arguing those data and details, that it's not an exact science, that the cell phone pings were in the area, but not exactly there. So she's sowing seeds of doubt because it's not less emotional, because there's time space between the actual event and this happens. The other thing that I don't like about the spacing on this is I thought they did a great job on the Alec Murdoch case, where they brought the jury to where his wife and son were murdered.
Yeah.
They walked the ground. And the house no longer exists in Moscow, but now we have space from people that don't even live in that town. Mm-hmm. The emotional connection is even further apart.
Yeah.
So even, and I get why, because that's why jury pools would be tainted, because you're so local, because you can taste it, touch it, feel it, because you lived right next to that house or you passed that house. And so you can really imagine the horrendous thing that happened inside that house. But when you bring it out so far away, 250 miles, you have that emotional disconnect. So you have an emotional disconnect, a cognitive disconnect, because you have time and now space that it's definitely not benefiting the prosecution.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.